Esta noche voy a ver. Esta noche voy a ver la voluntad que tú me tienes. Si no te vienes conmigo, si no te vienes conmigo, ese niño que no me quiere. Ay, garrotina, ay, garrotán, vela, vela, vela. Pierdo, si juego al canelo gano, si juego a 31 llevo 32 de mano, si juego a la 31 llevo 32 de mano. Traigo de tan buenas leyes para cuando salte a tierra pone bandera de guerra y en la cortina del muelle. Ay, 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 ay. El barrio Santa María, el barrio Santa María.
Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you are listening to a short and sweet half hour of flamenco music brought to you by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, which is broadcasting from 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, Minneapolis being a city in Minnesota, Minnesota being a state in the United States of America, and we are also streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. Well, I want to take a minute to tell you about an important upcoming flamenco event in town at the Dakota in downtown Minneapolis, and it's Tuesday, March 5th at 7 p.m. And it is featuring Las Migas, which kind of means the breadcrumbs. Now, they are a modern flamenco band. I put that in quotes, okay? And they got together 20 years ago, and they joined their talents, and they decided to call themselves Las Migas. And they started really, you know, getting notice and picking up awards right away. They were awarded just after they began with the Instituto de Juventud, called INJUVE for short, which is the Institute of Youth. They got the Best Flamenco Band Award. And they released their first album in 2010, their second album in 2012. In 2017, they earned a Latin Grammy nomination. In 2020, they won an Independent Music Award for Best Flamenco Album. And in 2022, they won the Latin Grammy for Best Flamenco Album. So we're really lucky to have them in town. And I hope that I will see you there. The price is really good. The price is $40 to $45 for tickets. And there really isn't a bad seat at the Dakota. The doors open at 5:30 if you want to get there early and have dinner and some drinks before the show. Once again, Las Migas, Tuesday, March 25th. The show starts at 7 p.m. at the Dakota. Today, I was going to do some more of La Cordobesa, but I was trying to find that first interview that she did for actually what ended up being our first show. And it took me a while to find the actual short version of it. So today, I'm going to fill in with La Argentina. Well, actually, she's just Argentina, because La Argentina was a famous dancer who did a lot of work in Paris in the 20s and kind of brought flamenco onto the international scene and was probably actually the person who put Sevillanos in the flamenco dance repertory, because it is, of course, a folk dance. But that was La Argentina. That's who's going to be singing for us all day today. And that, I'm sure most of you would recognize, was a garotín. And it was called Acordándome de Chano, remembering Chano. And of course, that would be Chano Lobato, who was the one who was singing towards the end of this of the piece we just played. Now, I'm going to do a quick apology as we go on. I walked in today, and all of the CD players are new. They have lovely teeny tiny print on them. They don't work at all like the old style CD players. So I'm not really sure that the brief 4-minute lesson I got before I started this is going to help us select the tracks we want and not go over them at the same time. But if it works, next up we'll be listening to a serrana, which is called La Rora. And serrana is kind of a cross between, well, kind of, I always think of it as a soleá de las montañas. But it generally talks about the mountains, and it's very, very beautiful. Paulo, I first heard it, La Niña de la Puebla sings a lovely version of it. Okay, now, here we go. We're going to see if I can actually get that to play. Oh boy.
Sale Dios.
en medio de aquel campo.
Well, I have to say that that is not my favorite version of that Paulo. It was a little bit relentlessly driving for my taste. And now I can't remember. I think I said it was La Niña del Pueblo, but that's wrong. I always get her mixed up with La Niña de los Peines. I believe it's Niña de la Puebla. She's the one whose version I really do prefer of Serrana. Let's see what Argentina does next with a number that's called Café de la Marina, and it is a Tientos Tangos, and it may take me a moment to select it, but hopefully it'll work as well this time as it did last time. Problem is, I'm talking to you over here by the soundboard, and the CD players are a bit across the room. So, bear with me.
Tenemos el placer de presentarle esta noche en el Café de la Marina, una cantaora de Huelva del barrio del Carmelo junto al santuario de la cinta patrona de la capital choquera. Descendiente de la sierra onubense, de los peros y castañas de Galaroza y de los piñonates de Linares de la sierra. La cantaora nace en Huelva, donde se cría y entra en contacto con el arte a muy temprana edad. Acompañada por el tocaón José Quevedo, el bolita de Jerez, interpretará unos tientos y tangos. Con todos ustedes, Argentina.
Thank you.
siempre te llevo en mi pensar. Dentro de mi pensamiento, siempre te llevo en mi pensar. Cuando contigo yo me encuentro, cuando contigo yo me encontraba, mi cuerpo se pone primo a temblar. Vente pa' mi calle, dentro de una hora, porque si pronto no viene y mi madre se queda sola, porque si pronto no viene y mi madre se queda sola. Si tú no lo sabes, te lo cuento yo, que hay calamidad más grande como más herido niño corazón. Conversación, le 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 le, que te vi a caer, yo te vi a caer, y era tu comida pobre, tú te quedas sin comer. No me causa sentimiento que pase y no no día de nadie, le 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 le.
Well, those were some nice tangos. I'm familiar with that style of tangos, but not with those particular letras. So that was nice to hear. We're going to close today with a cante entitled Los Serenos de Triana. And it is a soleá de Triana, the soleá that we are most used to hearing, particularly as dancers, is a soleá de Alcalá. So this will give us a chance to listen to a different form of soleá, a soleá from the barrio of Triana, which is a barrio in Sevilla. It's across the river from Sevilla. When you hear them sing, y cuando ponen al puente la banderita gitana, they're talking about putting the gypsy flag up on the bridge that goes from Sevilla across the Guadalquivir River to Triana. And then it's going to finish with, it's very interesting, I've never run into this before, but instead of finishing with the Soleá Populería, it's going to finish with one of my favorite polos of all time, a bambera. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you turn in again next week when hopefully I will be able to put that interview back together again with Maria Elena La Cordobesa. And I hope to see you at the Dakota Bar and Grill on Tuesday, March 5th, around 7 o'clock. Okay. Until then, KFAI and Cristina de Sacramento are wishing you a good few weeks.
Allá arribita,
qué triste será.